eventbrite.com or search Eventbrite for the 590 The Fan AFC NFC Party. Join us for the fun and games coming up on Championship Sunday, January 21st at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill in Fenton.
Oh,
hey.
Let's get down to some business, Hill.
This is Tom from Salt and Smoke.
Okay.
Have you been to the Hamptons? It's cool. Jay-Z and stuff.
That's right, that's right.
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me. Hurt my feelings.
Salt and Smoke now also has happy hour with $2 shots and barbecue sliders from 9 to 11 or 12 p.m. post Meridian.
You said that with a straight face?
After Meridian.
Motorists, keep your eyes on the road and hands on the wheel, especially in school and playground zones. Be hands-free. This safety reminder, courtesy of HubsCo Incorporated of St. Louis, family-owned, operated, and serving the community with quality and pride. For information, call 314-266-1429. Again, 314-266-1429. That's HubsCo Incorporated of St. Louis, thanking their customers for a great 2017 and wishing everyone a safe and happy new year. They're on the air because they care.
Now, back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Lovely you and blue Hawaii, with all this loveliness.
Welcome back to Midday Grind, 590 The Fan,
1057
HD2 FM and 590thefan.com. Charlie Marlowe, Martin Kilcoin, Matt Rocchio, Brian Hoffman. We're going to talk a lot of Hawaii in just a second, Martin. But on
once again, the music,
the text
but not
line.
The
for sure. But text line 855-282-8255. Martin asked earlier, advice for myself, Charlie, as a first time dad coming up. A lot of suggestions. Stay-at-home Vic says, if your wife thinks something is wrong with the baby, just agree. Tell her she is not crazy. Read to your baby as much as you can. I like this one. Charlie, carry a football around everywhere you go to learn how to protect the baby. Fumbles are not acceptable after Friday. That's from a football guy. You take naps when the baby takes naps. Martin suggested that. And let's see. The baby wakes up and cries. Let it cry. It will start sleeping in about 4 months. You're welcome. That's about it right there.
There are times, I will tell you this, you're going to overreact. Like, did the baby just cry? And you'll run down the hall. And if you would have just waited 60 seconds, it'll fall back asleep.
Also, by no later than 6 months, stop the nighttime feedings.
All right, let's get to it. Our Rock, do we still have a little hint of that music? Let's go back. In the flashback machine to like all of 90 seconds ago, we're playing Hawaiian music for a reason. As we take you live to Honolulu, he is the head baseball coach there at the University of Hawaii. He's also a St. Louis native. We sort of stumbled into this story last week. Mike Trapasso is with us here on 590 The Fan. Martin Kilcoin, Charlie Marlowe. Mike, how are you?
Great, guys. Good morning.
We were just talking.
It's morning here, anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are we, let's see, 5 hours? Is it about 7:30 there?
It's 8:30 here. We're 4 hours behind you, behind St. Louis this time of year.
All right, 4 hours behind. What a great job. And this is what we were talking about. I said, first of all, if I was a highly decorated recruit in any sport, I would add Hawaii to my final five, and I would just let them know that I'm interested in them because I could take the visit. I would think recruiting, not that it's easy at any level, but it's got to help a little bit, Mike, when you say I'm here in Hawaii.
You know, I think you hit the nail on the head. We definitely catch interest right away. It's actually very challenging to recruit out here, but it's not challenging to get kids to agree to a visit. What we have to do is obviously find the guys who aren't just saying they're interested in Hawaii to take the visit, and scary as that sounds, that actually happens from time to time. But we definitely get the interest from guys right away because it's a glamorous, it's a beautiful place. But at the end of the day, it's actually very challenging because the kids on the mainland, particularly on the West Coast and in California, have so many options available to them now from a college baseball standpoint that it makes it a lot more difficult than it really sounds.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I've wondered over the years if somebody just takes the trip and like, yeah, hey, what's up, coach? Yeah, I got some friends over at the hotel. I'll see you on Monday. You know, I'm sure that happens, and you have to sort of sniff that out. Why wouldn't a kid want to go there? Is it just the isolation factor, the far from home factor?
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. I think for a high school kid, for a 17, 18 year old, you know, the shortest distance for us would be the West Coast, Southern California, and that's 2,500 miles away. And so there's a lot of trepidation in that end. But, you know, junior college kids have a tendency to be okay with it more so than the high school kids. But you have to find that, you know, that right mix where a kid's not afraid to go that far away, that that has the, you know, the wherewithal to, you know, to first of all have the character and the academics and then the baseball skills. But you know, we play in a great league and it's great baseball here. We're in the Big West Conference, which is one of the premier baseball conferences because we have Cal State Fullerton, Long Beach State, UC Irvine, UC Santa Barbara. It's a great baseball conference. So we have a lot to offer.
And, Mike, we want to talk to you about coaching Colton Wong and Greg Garcia. We spoke with Colton Wong this past weekend at the Cardinals' winter warm-up. On that Saturday, just a couple hours after this crazy alert that everybody in Hawaii got, and obviously Colton Wong from Hawaii, he was here in St. Louis but has all kinds of family and friends back there. What was that like on the islands, when you're getting that alert that day?
You know, pretty amazing that these things can happen, but it was 8 o'clock in the morning here. I was having my morning coffee, was going into the stadium for some of our guys' workouts, and this came across. And I guess it's not a great thing that I'm kind of skeptical, and so I looked at it immediately and said no way is this correct. Somebody screwed up or somebody hacked into the system or something. So I didn't think it was anything other than, you know, just some crazy mistake initially. And then I turned on the news and I see that we've got people here that are in full blown panic mode. They're throwing their kids down storm drains and into the sewers. And I mean, it was just really, you know, really a terrible thing when it was all said and done. But, my initial reaction, I guess because I've been here 17 years now, is just like, nah, that's not the case. Something's wrong. And the biggest problem was that it took them, you know, over 40 minutes to send out the alert that it was a mistake, that it was a false alarm, and that was where all the problems came from.
Mike Trapasso with us. We don't even have to ask. Where'd you go to high school? We looked it up. Melville High School, and now living in Hawaii, coaching the Rainbows over there. Charlie alluded to it. Give us an idea as a player for both Greg Garcia and Colton Wong, what you saw then, and did you see them one day playing at the big league level?
Yeah, you know, it's you're two different sides of the recruiting spectrum, really, with both of those guys. You know, it started out with both of them were just, they're great kids. They're great people now, but they were great kids at 18 years old. You know, Colton was the easy one. Colton, you know, he's from Hawaii, he's from the Big Island, from Hilo. And we knew about Colton actually, you know, as a youngster. You know, Colton's dad is a coach and does a lot of great things on the Big Island for the kids in Hilo. And we've had several kids from Hilo, but we knew Colton was good even from his freshman, sophomore year of high school. The key with Colton was he was drafted in the 16th round out of high school. And so we were nervous that he might have, you know, might sign a professional contract with the Twins out of high school, but you know, he obviously turned down, I think it was $75,000 signing bonus, and I think he made a good decision. He came to Hawaii, was a conference player of the year, three-time All-American, and ended up being a first-round pick. So Colton actually committed to us, I want to say, like his sophomore or junior year in high school. Greg was a little different story. I saw Greg actually. He's from San Diego, but I saw him in a little showcase in Seattle. And what was funny is he was actually a little left-handed hitting second baseman, but I really liked the way he played. I liked his baseball IQ. I started doing some research on him, and I found out that his grandfather was a major league manager. His father had played at Arizona for Jerry Kendall, the legendary Hall of Fame college coach that just passed away recently, and that his brother was playing at UC Riverside and eventually was drafted and played pro ball. So you knew he had it in his genes. You knew he had it, had that baseball DNA and grew up around it. And so we actually recruited him, signed Greg for a small scholarship. And, you know, one of those lucky things is between, November when we signed him of his senior year of high school till he showed up on campus the following August, he ended up growing about 2-3 inches. But now a shortstop, had arm strength, and we knew right away as a freshman that this guy was a real dude. So he ended up being a seventh round pick by the Cardinals 3 years later, signed as a junior, but had a great career for us. But it was kind of neat now obviously following those guys and the fact that they are playing on my hometown team and my favorite team, the Cardinals, just makes it even more fun to follow those guys.
And, Mike, I was trying to think of famous athletes from Hawaii. You have Shane Victorino, the Flying Hawaiian. You have Colton Wong, Marcus Mariota, and, of course, now our guy Tua from Alabama, the quarterback who led the comeback. I'm wondering, though, Colton Wong, is he kind of a rock star pro athlete in Hawaii?
Yeah, he definitely is. You know, we don't have any pro sports here, so, the professional players on the mainland, they're really, really looked up to. But then you add the fact that he was a University of Hawaii student athlete here and was very successful when he was here. You know, the University of Hawaii really is the only show in town here on the island. So the guys that play, any of the sports here in Hawaii are recognized when they just go walking out in public. But, there's no question. And Colton's the kind of guy that, he's very grounded. It's been really fun to watch him grow and mature, as he's gone through the system and now being in the big leagues. And Colton's the kind of a guy that will never forget where he came from. He spent a month here in December, just working out, at our stadium. He and his younger brother, Kian, who's with the Tampa Bay Rays. And Colton will give back. He'll give back to the University of Hawaii. He'll give back to Hawaii. And so it's been fun to connect with him.
Mike Trapasso, head coach, University of Hawaii baseball coach there, went to Melville, also played at Jefferson College, was in the Cardinals system for a little bit, and was an assistant coach at Mizzou, but he's been at Hawaii there since 2002. Nice long run. I'm assuming you mentioned the Cardinals. I mentioned you were in their system for a little bit. You keep close tabs on them. Do you get back very often? And any comparisons, Melville and Honolulu?
not any that I can think of off the cuff that would come to mind. But no, I do get back. My parents still live in the Oakville area. My wife is from Festus, so we get down to see her family. We'll get back into town a couple of times a year, and try to connect with friends. I also played at Oklahoma State in the 80s for the Hall of Fame coach Gary Ward, but also my pitching coach was Tom Holliday, was Matt Holliday's dad, and so known Matt for a long time, and still connect with Coach Holliday. And when Matt was playing in St. Louis, would hook up with him every time we'd come into town. So it's a great place for us. We love St. Louis, and we don't have great Italian food here. We got a couple of nice restaurants, but nothing like St. Louis, and we don't have Ted Drews. So I make sure we hit up all the hot spots when we get back in town.
Hey, Mike, thanks for hopping on with us, and we appreciate your time.
Guys, real pleasure. Take care.
All right, Mike Trapasso, who last week we were just talking about Hawaii and getting recruited there. How hard is it? I'm glad he admitted it because I assume that happens all the time. Kids are like, yeah, you're in my top five. I'm playing football. I might go to Alabama. I might go to USC, but Hawaii's, they're in my final three. I've got an official visit coming up, and he can probably tell when a kid gets on. Yeah, you got any of those Lays? I want to take some home for the family. Get some flip-flops. Hey, did you want to see the dorms? No, I'm good. I'm good.
I just looked this up. When you're coming up in the TV business, probably radio as well, and you're kind of jumping market to market.
A lot of bleep hole markets.
A lot of bleep hole markets. That's the truth. And I started, Upper Peninsula was like market 180. And then I went to Lansing. I think it's like market 110. But the sports are actually really good when you're covering Michigan State. But a lot of people look at the specific market size. Martin, take a guess. Honolulu, in terms of TV markets, what size do you think it is? One is New York, of course, for the listeners. 210, I think, is the smallest.
Probably like Bozeman, Montana or something like that.
I think it's like Glendive, wherever the hell that
Yuma,
is.
Yuma, Arizona.
Yeah.
Honolulu, Hawaii. I mean, there's how many people are there? 600,000, 700,000? How big is that town? I'd say it's about the 50 or 60th size market.
You're close. And this is pretty funny when you look at the other markets close to it. Honolulu is number 72. Number 73, just take a wild guess.
Spokane, Washington.
Wow, that's 75. But why would I think that this particular city
is interesting? I've been studying the market
size. Lansing.
No, Toledo. Think about this. Let's say you're working market 150. It's your first job, right? And then you're trying to move up. And you got two offers. Let's say you got three offers. We'll keep it local here as well. You got three offers from markets 72, 73, and 74 in the country. You got Honolulu, Hawaii. You got Toledo, Ohio, and you got Springfield, Missouri. Where are you going?
You're shopping your tape around.
And I love Toledo.
Sure.
Lived there for 18 years.
Sure.
But think about it. That's your option. Toledo, Springfield, Mo, Honolulu.
It's kind of Jess's dream for you to get back to Toledo, isn't it? To get you back home?
Of course. Right there on Lake Erie.
I don't know this for a fact, but if you look at the affiliates in Honolulu, I think they really like their own. Like, it's kind of like St. Louis does. But I wonder if you're not Hawaiian, how hard it is to get a job there. Let's look. We'll have Hoff at some point look that up. We get a lot on your plate over there.
Okay. Which,
by the way, I did appreciate the coach saying at the end of the day, because he was in the Cardinals organization for a brief period.
That's a nice gig, man.
Since
head baseball coach at Hawaii.
You know, he was kind of, you know, sad that he doesn't have Ted Drews. I didn't have the heart to tell him we've got a Shake Shack these days, too.
Yeah. I've been there.
Really rub it in. By the way, you can do a little Take It to the Bank right now. Triad Bank brings you Take It to the Bank. And what we do here, bold predictions. You know, like Carter Hutton will start net tomorrow night in Ottawa. That's bold. Take It to the Bank brought to you by Triad Bank, the neighborhood-friendly bank located in Frontenac right there on Clayton Road. It's about one block west of Lindbergh. TriadBanking.com is their website. And since they're a St. Louis-based bank, they know how this area works. They know all the quirks of St. Louis business, trying to get things done. We know that can be tricky. Go to the folks over at Triad Bank because they're from here. They grew up here. They know how to do business here. So if you're looking to expand your business, stop by and see Jim Regner or anybody on the team at Triad Bank. The website, again, is triadbanking.com. Take It to the Bank. Brought to you regularly on this program by our good friends at Triad Bank. You can text in at 855-282-8255. I'm going to take this to the bank. Mizzou will not lose on a last-second possession tonight. I'm just going to go ahead and say not tonight.
Ring the bell.
I'll also take it to the bank that Mikey Lewis for Duquesne is going to score 19 points and grab 6 boards.
Will SLU win?
Duquesne will win.
Okay.
Take that to the bank.
Text line, Martin. Hey, Martin, it's my dream for Chuck to get back to Toledo as well. Mike, in the wealthy part of Wellston.
Yes.
Somebody asking, we should have asked Mike Trapasso this. Do rednecks exist in Hawaii?
You got any Hawaii Hoosiers?
That's a great question. Also, Mike Trapasso, this
like
is from
walking around with their Super Jam t-shirt, maybe an old Casey fog hat tour shirt.
Monster truck. Also from the text line, Mike Trapasso was a teammate of Mike Henneman, the very good reliever, closer, Detroit Tigers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And somebody else saying, I'm loving Kenny Wallace road trip videos. We talked with him yesterday. And he just kind of stops, I think, at the gas station to get gas and just kind of interviews random people on his phone. And it's really funny.
What is he doing? Is he driving somewhere?
He's driving to Jupiter.
Fantasy Jinx. Camp.
What is he driving there?
Dude, we caught just up with him yesterday. I think he was, said he's about 170
Paducah.
Miles.
Yeah, he was from Paducah, Tennessee.
Podcast the show, FinanceFan.com. Come on, Martin.
Okay.
He's too busy arguing with Rickhummel over the merits of Ray Langford and Keith Hernandez.
There you go.
Pointing fingers in his chest.
Don't forget, too, Mardi Gras. 590 The Fan, bringing, we got a lot going on. There's a lot going on. First thing you do is go to 590thefan.com, buy your tickets to the AFC-NFC Championship Party. That's this Sunday. You can also get the two-for deal for Surf and Sirloin, a $50 gift card for only $25. That's available right now as of today. There's only 20 of those, so you get them while they last at 590thefan.com. We also want to remind you that we're doing the same thing as last year, which was the first last year. It was the inaugural Kitchen Pass at the Cajun Cook-Off. Your feedback's so positive, we're doing it again. So join us for the fun-filled day. Your peek behind the scenes of a real kitchen. The chefs from Sugar Fire are preparing the treats there. It's January 27th, the Cajun Cook-Off. It's in the Bud Light Party Center in Soulard Market Park. That's 9th and Lafayette. Great food also. Open bar, salacious cocktails. Bringing in a master mixologist. We're going to get this guy in studio. See what that's all about. You got the Kitchen Pass, and that gets you the beginning of the day, not the end of the day, the beginning of the day, the Bloody Marys, mimosas, breakfast from Billy's Fine Foods. That's at 9 a.m. Throughout the day, enjoy the great food as it comes in off the smoker and out of the jambalaya pot. This is an exclusive 590 The Fan listener event. Last year, we had a blast, so pony on up with that Kitchen Pass. You can find out more at stlmardigras.org. And it is time for the end of the day.
Day. Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, you know, you got to be happy.
The Honolulu population stands at the 2010 census, at least 37,256 people. Pretty good size city.
Never been to Hawaii. Didn't you just go there?
I was there in July. I'll be there next July.
Why are we having these Hawaii people? I just go to Hoff here with his insider report.
Of Kailua. I was in only Honolulu for like an hour or so.
People say you go to Hawaii, you don't want to be in Honolulu,
no,
right?
It's just too busy.
City.
It's a big, yeah.
Did you get any dirty looks from natives?
No. I was told that I was going to be called, rhymes with donkey, can I say that? But has an H?
Honky?
Honky?
Oh, I don't know if you can say that.
Yeah, come on.
I was warned
we
that you
could... We got CNN
get...
putting bleep hole country
yeah,
on
I
was, TV.
That's the big thing with Hawaii is that...
I was warned about
trap,
that. Yeah.
A lot of the locals there aren't the biggest fans of tourists.
No, they were very delightful, very that's nice awesome. People. But I was in a very touristy
honky.
Area in Kailua.
What is it, like 1970?
I don't Starsky know. I don't want to get
TV?
You in trouble. I don't want you on the bottom scroll on CNN about Anchor Fire for saying honky.
What is this, Leave It to Beaver? We had Kenny Wallace say that... He said, he said BS
he's cursed
yesterday.
Twice now since then
he said a-hole two times
yeah.
last week, and I love it. Keep
yeah.
it coming.
Okay, Grant Williams was the Tennessee basketball player you were thinking of who said no to Harvard, was recruited by Harvard, went to Tennessee, averaging 16.7 points, 6.7 rebounds per game. His mom, a NASA scientist.
He apparently was also accepted to Yale.
He's a smart guy.
Don't you hate when Tennessee gets into those recruiting wars with Harvard?
Well, who was their quarterback? Joshua Dobbs? Wasn't he a rocket scientist?
Sounds
like,
right.
At Tennessee?
Oh. But if you're going to Harvard or Yale, they can't give you an athletic scholarship.
That is true.
So you got to get your cash, man.
That
you
is
get your
true.
Scholly.
It's a cash show. Is that an insinuation
well,
towards Tennessee
no.
Recruiting
tactics? No, but
there,
I mean,
Chuck?
Look, as great as a school, as Harvard and Yale and Princeton, all these schools, and I'm sure they hook you up with some money somehow through grants and through academic scholarships, but if you're getting your entire college paid for, I think that's sometimes an easy choice.
What else we got? I was wondering, I wanted to look up who was the highest WAR of players who went to Hawaii as a college. Not Colton Wong. He is second. And I found this kind of weird. Leading the way.
Can we guess?
Yeah, go ahead. You won't get him, but go ahead.
So
guess.
It's not Shane Victorino?
No.
Is it a native Hawaiian?
Who went to the University of Hawaii. Let me check if it's a native Hawaiian or not. That's a good question.
Is it somebody we've heard of?
Ted Williams.
Probably not. And he's not from Hawaii.
What era of
he
baseball?
Was drafted in 1992.
Pitcher or position player?
Pitcher. Lefty.
Lefty. What team is he best known for?
Brewers.
Teddy Higuera.
No.
Let's see.
Was he any good?
I mean, he has a higher WAR than Colton Wong.
Juan Nieves? I'm too far.
Lefty.
Lefty.
95 through 2000, mostly with the Brewers. Spent some time in Colorado and Anaheim as well.
I don't know.
Scott Carl.
Never heard of him.
8.8 WAR.
Pass.
I just found this odd. Out of the top five players in WAR, out of the University of Hawaii, all drafted by either the Brewers or the Cardinals.
Sounds like NL Central execs kind of tired of a long winter.
I know.
Want to just kind of go to Hawaii. Oh, we gotta check out some players.
Gotta go look at somebody. By the way, the sports reporter, weekend sports anchor for Hawaii's KHON. I think that's her Fox affiliate.
Is he a honky?
Yes, Sam Spangler.
Sounds like a honky.
Went
there you
to
go.
The university.
H-O-N would be honky, right?
He went to the
95.8, the honky.
Went to the University of Hawaii, pitched air, was in the Twins organization for a little bit, and now is back in Honolulu being a sports anchor.
Oh.
Says that he enjoys the beauty that Hawaii has to offer in his bio. I'm curious, in your bio, what do you have about why you love St. Louis so much?
Oh, just everything.
The people. You always say the people.
Just in general, all of it. Great people. Great cost of living.
Great place to raise a family. These
raise
are all
a family.
Things that didn't work with Stanton, by the way.
I was going to say, these are all the reasons that free agents don't come here.
Hey, you're a honky. You'll fit in great.
Okay. We now know Amazon, they haven't announced yet their HQ headquarters, number 2. St. Louis isn't on that. Apple announcing that they're going to open up a second campus. 20,000 new jobs. St. Louis. Apple to St. Louis.
Did you say H2 thing that they've narrowed it down or no?
They haven't. Nothing. I haven't seen nothing
Aren't
new about that.
300 cities that are bidding?
I think just about every, I think you look at the market size, all of those is bid. Just say, yeah, put it here.
Hoff, we have two different texts on the text line, 855-282-8255. I don't know if these are true, and hopefully these aren't slurs, but somebody's saying, hey, Hoffy, foreigners in Hawaii are called Howlies.
I wasn't called that either then. So that's
okay.
Good.
Howlies?
They're all very nice.
I hope that's an okay word.
Hoffy, Howie, apparently, is the insult.
Howlie.
Howlie.
H-O-L-I-E.
Howlie.
This is coming
Howlie.
From the angry cabbie. I have not confirmed
Oh,
yet.
That's Gardner's friend. Betty White turns 96 today. She credits eating hot dogs and drinking vodka. She likes vodka before hot dogs, but she says that's one of the things she still continues to do despite her advanced age.
Explain that, Dr. Rick.
Yeah, we'll have to ask Dr. Rick that on Tuesday. He'll give an answer in between surgeries. Jaguars, I want, you know, Cardinals have missed the postseason the last 2 years. I want, maybe they should take after what the Jaguars did. One of the very first things they did.
Hire Mark Lamping.
Well, they could do that. They removed the ping pong table at the end of last year.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, is that the Doug Marrone story?
Yes, and everyone got angry about it. Maybe there's too much ping pong in the Cardinals locker room.
Tommy Pham might pack it up himself.
And
get it
chess.
Out of there.
How about the chessboard? Let's get rid of that.
That might be a sponsored deal.
That's a good point.
And that's the end of the day.
I have a note for your end of the day notebook. Matt Holliday was referenced because it all goes back to his dad, who was a baseball coach at Oklahoma State, and our guy Mike knew him. I saw Matt Holliday the other night, and I said, by the way, on your Wikipedia page, it says your nickname is the Stillwater Stinger. And he said, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And he said, why is it on there? I said, I don't know. You're also referenced as Big Daddy on your baseball reference. And we texted Adam Wainwright last year to get the answer, and he said, not
stupid.
True. He said, Clint Hurdle used to call me that. He said, but nobody else has ever since.
Oh, Chuck, at the birth of your daughter, you're going to do something cute. Like some people might play music rock. Can you put the laptop up real quick if it's up? Now, you're going to have maybe the doctor say this.
Bonzo.
As the baby is born.
As the baby arrives.
That could be good. We should get a Bonzo onesie. Just a nice little cute little pink onesie.
Yeah.
Maybe a little Cardinals logo. And Cardinals, if you want to get my daughter a gift,
there
you know what I'm saying?
Go.
Some official merch, go ahead. I'm all for it.
You ever have a son? His nickname's got to be Bonzo.
Bonzo Marlowe?
Yeah.
That does sound like.
Oh, that's good.
That's
oh,
a good baseball
dude, he's
name.
Playing, he's playing a professional sport with a nickname like Bonzo Marlowe. You kidding me?
That's a three or four hitter.
Professional wrestling, maybe?
One
that's an
two.
Impact hitter right there. By the way, the word, just so everybody knows, it's H A O L E. So I don't know how it's said. Howlie, whatever it is. That's the term. In the state of Hawaii, to refer to individuals who are not descendants of the islands.
All right, tomorrow we're going to be at Circa STL. Looking forward to that. A number of great guests lined up on the show. Oh, including Rick Venturi, longtime NFL assistant coach, who for several years was on the Cleveland Browns staff, and he sat in between, as they're breaking down film and having meetings, in between Bill Belichick and Nick Saban.
Huh.
Imagine that.
Venturi is awesome.
Back in the day.
Great guy.
Circa STL, that's in De Pere. We're going to be there tomorrow from 10 until 1. Martin, Frank, Chuck, all under one roof tomorrow. And Rankin Jordan is under the roof in Dorset. On Dorset.
Mm-hmm.
In Maryland Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Reverse that. Edit that later for the podcast. They're on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights, but you can find them on the web. It's a great place to get more information about the amazing work they're doing with these kids. The updates that are online with the medical team, also Lori Tanner, the CEO, really an extension of what started with Mary Rankin Jordan. Back on more information at RankinJordan.org. If you got a little bit of money, you'll feel good about working with this group. If you've got a little bit of time, volunteer and help the kids. RankinJordan.org.
you got a good deal. Congratulations.